Time now for local news on the Tornado.
Oaks Public Schools has announced a couple of new hires for their 2022-2023 school year. Greg Dobitz has been named the Oaks Elementary School Principal, and Anna Sell has been named the Oaks Public School Interim Superintendent. A major spending initiative aimed at infrastructure projects outside Western North Dakota's oil patch is on pace to be fully funded for the first time since the legislature approved it 3 years ago, due to the strong oil prices and steady production, officials said yesterday. Operation Prairie Dog, named for the industrious burrowing mammal, was passed by the 2019 legislature to provide $250 million in every two-year budget cycle for counties, cities, and airports in non-oil-producing areas for such things as roads, bridges, and airport projects. The bill, which won wide legislative support, assumed oil production and prices would hold through the two-year budget cycle. But due to the pandemic-related collapse in global oil price and the resulting drop in North Dakota oil production, oil tax revenue was only $3.6 billion, or 25% lower than had been projected for the last budget period. That meant that only $29.9 million was distributed for the 2019 through 2021 budget period based on the legislation's funding formula that puts municipalities with higher populations at the head of the line. Still, the legislature distributed more than $300 million in federal coronavirus relief funds for statewide infrastructure projects during its special session in November. Oil revenues during the budget cycle that ends next year already are over $730 million more than forecast due to greater than expected oil prices and steady production, state budget data showed. With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sleppy reporting.